The Hunan are one of China's smallest ethnic minority groups. Early Hunan people developed methods for making clothes, bedding, and thread out of fish skin. For that reason, they became known in China as the fish skin tribe. But today, the tradition is dying. Yo Wenfeng is one of the few people in her community carrying on the tradition. She was not yet born when her people were sent to labor camps during Japan's occupation of Manchuria in the 1930s and 1940s. Yo, who is 68, told Reuters reporters that many Hunan died in the camps. But her mother survived, and she taught her daughter about fish skin. The Hunan are native to Siberia. Traditionally, they were hunters and fishers, making their living along rivers. After World War II, the Hunan population grew from 300 to 5,000 along the Amur River, also known as the Black Dragon River. But that population growth did not stop the loss of Hunan culture, including making clothing from the skin of fish like carp, pike, and salmon. Few young Hunan wanted to learn the skill. Fish skin clothing is also not what Hunan people wear today. Knowing this, Yo started to share her knowledge with local Han Chinese women in Tongjiang, where she lives. The quiet city sits near China's northeastern border with Russia. Yo's followers also learn the Yumaken, a kind of storytelling that uses both speech and song in the Hunan language. The lessons are not easy. Yo's followers memorize songs of fishing, hunting, and ancient tribal victories in a language they do not speak. During a visit by Reuters reporters, Yo began to sing in her small apartment. She sang of a woman's wish to have a son for her hunter husband. Hunan hunters rode on narrow boats made from birch wood. Yo described the boats as swift horses. The Hunan were so skillful on water that their ancient stories say they came from mermaids. When the forests flooded to the treetops, there would be fish everywhere, Yo said. These days, fish are bought from the marketplace. And instead of tiger bone and the tissue of deer, a special sewing tool and cotton thread are used. A piece of clothing for a woman requires 50 fish. For a man, it requires 56, Yo said. The first step is to remove the fish's skin and dry it. The skin is then repeatedly passed through wooden teeth to soften it. The process takes a month. Sewing then requires about 20 more days. Fish leather has inspired some high-end clothing design houses, including Dior and Prada, to use it in their clothes. But the material is still not common. Yo says fish skins are stronger than most skins. In 2006, Hunan fish skin clothing was listed by China as intangible cultural heritage, which means a special effort is made to preserve the tradition. I'm Alice Bryant.